The city of Springfield, Massachusetts is considering giving historic protection to a long vacant industrial building that the current owner wants to tear down. The four-story white building adjacent to East Columbus Avenue and Interstate 91 in the city's North End, known for decades as the Kittredge Building, was home to the National Needle Company. Founded in the late 1800s, it was once the largest maker of sewing needles in the world.
We believe it's a historical building and it has historical significance.
Vincent Walsh, chairman of the Springfield Historical Commission, said the site should be designated as a single building local historic district.
But it's not. That's not just the history of the significance, but the detail in the construction of the building.
The historic district requires approval by the city council. The four-story building is part of a block-long manufacturing and warehouse complex. The other attached one-story and two-story buildings would not be part of the proposed historic district. Hansrush Gada, who owns the property, sought a zoning change from the city in 2016, saying he planned to build a hotel and apartment tower. He applied for a demolition permit last November, but it was denied under a city ordinance that blocks the demolition of any building over 100 years old for 9 months. Addressing a meeting of the city council's Economic Development Committee, which was held remotely, Gada said he hopes to build apartments on the site, but an historic designation could stand in the way.
Yes, because it will. If you create a historical district, and if I need to fix that building, I'm going to spend a lot of money on that building, which is not going to be worth it for me.
The city administration has not taken a position on the historic district designation, said Phil Dromey, the city's deputy director of planning.
It is a historic asterisk. We do try and save what we can, but we understand that that has to be taken into consideration, that we certainly don't want this to become a building that kind of remains vacant due to the fact that it's a historic property. That doesn't serve anybody's purposes.
Noting that several historic buildings in Springfield have been redeveloped with the help of tax credits, City Councilor Adam Gomez, who chairs the Economic Development Committee, said he'll recommend the full council vote to approve creating what would be known as the National Needle Building Local Historic District.
I want to be on the record that I am supporting a historic district at this time.
Of the 16 local historic districts in Springfield, 8 are single buildings. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.